Algonquin Young Readers and Workman Audio present Skunk and Badger by Amy Timberlake, performed by Michael Boatman. Chapter 1. The first time Badger saw Skunk, he thought, "Puny," and shut the front door. Badger didn't normally shut the door on animals that knocked. But there was too much slick in this one's stripe, too much puff in his tail. Also, there'd been that grin, and the way he'd stuck out his paw, as if he'd been looking forward to meeting Badger for a long, long time. Badger knew what to make of that. He shut the door before the fellow got any ideas. "Not buying anything," he said through the keyhole. When the knocking continued, Badger added, "Ever!" Then he drew the bolt, and the double bolt, and latched the chain. "Quartzite!" Badger thought briskly as he padded back into his rock room. Aunt Lula's brownstone row house had not come with a rock room. Badger had made improvements. He had dragged out the sofa and cushy chairs. He'd boxed the books and board games. He'd closed up the fireplace. Then he'd pushed in his rock table and his stool and aligned his work light. Over the fireplace, he had hung his rock hammers and saws. His rock tumbler fit on the window seat. The bookshelves had been a good place for boxes of rocks and minerals. He'd shelved them alphabetically with the most delicate specimens wrapped in tissue paper. In the fireplace, Badger had piled geodes in a...